I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A law that would restrict the use of physical restraint and isolation on public school students has passed the House and Senate. It now awaits final approval by the governor. Public schools across Connecticut restrain or seclude students over 30,000 times a year. Some kids are restrained or secluded hundreds of times annually, and some are secluded for minor behavior problems, according to an investigation by the Office of the Child Advocate. But that figure only includes students with disabilities. The state keeps no data on how many times general education students are isolated or restrained. That might change with pending legislation. The House and Senate have both passed a bill that would track incidents that happen to all students, regardless of their educational status. Senator Dante Bartolomeo chairs the Children's Committee, and she says that the ultimate goal would be to eliminate the use of restraint and seclusion altogether.
As we attempt to do that right now, we're made well aware of the fact that teachers and schools need supports and they need training.
Educators have reported that there is little training on how to restrain or seclude students and have pointed to positive behavior supports and social and emotional learning as a key to prevention. The law would require the State Department of Education to roll out a 3-year training program to show educators how to properly restrain kids, which, under the proposed law, would be limited to emergency situations only. For Bartolomeo, the key is focusing on prevention.
As we have them trained on prevention techniques, we can get to a point where this is not commonplace.
The bill now heads to the governor's office for consideration. David DeRoche, WNPR News.